Some say millennials will never put down roots, that they're uninspired to enter the housing market. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols looked into what is fact and what's fiction about millennials and home ownership.
Married couple Joe and Jack Bonniewell are both 31.
I hope you like dogs. We do share the house with our two puppies also.
Joe is giving me a tour of the cozy duplex the couple owns in Sacramento. It's in Oak Park, about 3 miles from downtown.
So you're standing in our side of the home, which is approximately 520 square feet. So I like to think that we maybe are pioneers of the tiny home movement a little bit in Sacramento.
The Bonniewells are firmly part of the millennial generation, often defined as the children of the baby boomers. But their story runs counter to the stereotype that millennials just don't want to buy homes, that they're satisfied renting and won't settle down.
So we still have some projects that are in process in the duplex, but one of our main projects was this hallway you see here, which also...
Jack Bonniewell says motivation to buy wasn't the issue.
It's the numbers, I think, that are the most intimidating part of it.
The duplex wasn't their first choice, or even their second, third, or fourth. Jack says they wanted a single-family home across town, close to work and peers. But it wasn't that simple.
It was definitely a roller coaster.
The couple was outbid by cash buyers, repeatedly. So they had to look elsewhere and eventually settle on the tiny duplex. They rent out the other side, with the goal of someday being able to afford a traditional home.
We had this entire mental image of how the home would be and what it would be like in the backyard and the space we would have for the dogs and garden and chickens and things like that that we really, you know, had set in our heads, and we lost out.
Experts say the Bonniewells are not outliers. Millennials really aren't that different from past generations in their desire to buy homes. Here's Abby Will with Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies.
Younger people continue to report in a high share, towards this, you know, 70-80% say, I do want to own a home someday.
There's no doubt, she says, millennials have been slow to enter the market. The home ownership rate among millennials is at a historic low of 31%. It was about 40% for young families in previous decades. Millennials, Will says, have faced a unique set of challenges.
You know, younger households were hit considerably hard or harder with the recession.
Add in high housing costs, slow wage growth, mounting student debt, all factors working against millennials. Will says many are also cautious after watching their parents struggle through the recent housing bust. We looked at millennials and economics, but how does lifestyle factor in? Millennials might start out renting in a big city to be near friends, to be close to mass transit. But when it comes to starting a family and finding an affordable home, experts say they're moving out to the burbs at rates similar to past generations. Back to millennial Joe Bonniewell, who works for a housing nonprofit.
Yeah, so this really makes it, you know, the fact that it's small a little bit more manageable.
Even though he enjoys living near a city center, Joe sees that trend changing for much of his generation.
But I think the reality is, in 10, 20 years, you'll see our generation equally split between cities and suburbs, because that's what I feel like we're seeing with our family and friends.
It's still early, but experts back up that prediction. And they say in states with high housing costs like California, millennials will be guided not by lifestyle and the lights of the big city, but by where they can find an affordable place to call home. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.